end quote. I was astonished and asked if that applied to Loma Linda as we were looking that way. Sister White replied to my question by stating that it applied to the entire denominational world. It so stunned me that I did not ask any more questions. Will Ross, Boulder, Colorado. In the year 1943, Elder D.E. Robinson was visiting the churches of Colorado. I was serving as the elder on the platform that Sabbath that Elder Robinson visited and spoke to the Boulder Church, and having with him the large Bible which Sister White held in her hand and leafed through during one of her visions. At the close of the service, Brother Ross talked with Elder Robinson and asked him if he still remembered when he and Elder Robinson and Sister McKennifer were standing on the depot platform visiting with Sister White, and she related about the terrible windstorm of persecution that was coming upon the SDA Church. Elder Robinson replied, "Yes, Brother Ross, I remember it." So I documented this reply, January 15, 1946, not wishing to forget this important narration that was related to me by Brother Ross. I frequently discussed it with him in later years, and his statement never varied. Brothers and sisters, you can take other passages where Sister White talks about the great crisis, the great test that's coming to Adventism, and you can see that what these three people heard verbally given to them from Sister White on that train depot in Loma Linda in 1908 was a description symbolized by a terrible windstorm of the Sunday Law. The Sunday Law is going to devastate Adventism. Over and over again, we've been warned that the greatest majority of us are going to go out during this time. We're paralleling ancient Israel, and only two went into the Promised Land. We're paralleling the days of Noah, and only eight got on the ark. We're paralleling the days of Lot, when only he and his daughters escaped. Brothers and sisters, this test, this windstorm, is the Sunday Law. And the idea that she describes everything is flattened down brings together a truth that we should understand in Adventism. There's much talk about the church structure. Brothers and sisters, the church structure cannot go past the Sunday Law, period. The church structure, if it is righteous from head to toe, if everyone in the church structure, the entire denominated church in the Seventh-day Adventists, corporation in the United States, if they are all Moses, they don't go beyond the Sunday Law as a structure, because the Sunday Law is going to forbid a corporation to operate that observes Sabbath and doesn't observe Sunday. And if they were righteous, they would refuse to do so, and the laws of the land would shut that corporate structure down over.